I was wondering two things. One, if any of your guests have had seen any of their lost loved ones that passed away before them.
My sister had a brain aneurysm, and just before she collapsed and her brain aneurysm, she clearly saw my father, who had died exactly 4 years to the day, to the hour that she collapsed. And she saw him sitting right next to her. So that was very bizarre.
Do you have anything like that, Richard? Someone once said he was going down an airplane once, an entire life flashed in front of him, and it wasn't his life. Denison, Texas, hello.
Hi, yes. I was just wanting to ask Jane, how is it that I'm 30 and I went through a major car accident and I was only like pronounced maybe 45 minutes of living, but I turned around and came out of it? How is it that you try to stay positive versus so much negativity around you in everybody that you try to get across to them exactly what you went through? And my entire life changed in a matter of a wreck. I mean, just overnight. I mean,
people stay negative around you, ma'am?
I mean, it's like I can't get over people that complain about little things or they don't. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. It just drives me completely crazy, you know, because life is just so precious. And when you've had something like this, you realize it more than anyone else. And so you kind of shake people and just say, look, you've got this amazing gift. There's so much you can do. There's so much you can give. There's so much you can share with people. Why didn't you do it?
Yeah, so when you run into people like complainers, you saw someone with no feet.
Yeah. Mm.
Oceano, Baltimore, hello.
Hi, Larry. I'd like to know if any of your guests in the moment of death, you know, considered not coming back and facing the pain.
Did you ever want to give up?
No. I was terrified of going to sleep after this. I was afraid I wouldn't wake up. But I think, you know, the vision that I saw was that there was my body and I wasn't in it and someone else was going to take care of my kids. And that was my obsession. My obsession was I am going to raise those kids and somehow I'm going to get back there and do it. So, no, I never gave up.
We'll be back. What are you doing now?
I've got a movie I just did with Owen Wilson and Vince Vaughn called The Wedding Crashers. I'm playing comedy for the first time. Well, not the first time, but I'm really doing a lot of comedy. I just finished another film called The Blind Guy, another comedic turn. I have a full-time painting career.
I paint, I sell.
I do about 12 one-woman shows a year. I raise a lot of money for charity with my paintings. I design home furnishings, children's clothing and handbags and, you know, I write books and I'm on the lecture circuit. I'm going to Minneapolis tomorrow to lecture.
You live here or Great Britain?
I live here. I just became a citizen, which I'm really thrilled about.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. And I have a home in England that's over 1,000 years old that, you know, I'm trying to keep going. Dr. London.